This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Okay, one thing you don't have to worry about anymore. Laramie Tunsil making an impression on impressionable young players. This was C.J. Stroud after his first season as a Texan. So this is about a year ago. Did the Pivot podcast. This is back when this was back during podcast season for C.J. Stroud.
Yeah,
podcast
that's right.
SZN,
yeah.
When he was doing every podcast under the sun. Not doing that this year, which I love seeing. Not good for content, but I think good for football in the fall. Here was CJ talking about Laramie Tunsil a year ago.
You know, like, the main dude was LT. Like, you know, LT, like, he a vet. Like, yeah. He not doing an extra practice. Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's what all the young offensive linemen want to be sure that they see. And the big thing, too, is it's not like Laramie Tunsil is an old player. He's been like that since he was 27 years old or 26 years old.
Yeah.
Like, that's his mode of operation. So the sum total of it all is that, yeah, there are a lot of things about Laramie, including his style of play on the field, that you don't want young players emulating. And I'm not talking about the pass protection side. He was a really, really good pass protector, but there's zero part of his game that is brutally physical or aggressive or anything like that. And he's a reluctant and middling run blocker that is just not the same as a guy like Penei Sewell or Trent Williams or some of the guys who are the gold standards of what you want an offensive lineman to be. And yet, he is, every couple of years, he ends up being the highest paid offensive lineman in the league.
Yeah.
There's a culture shift that has nothing to do about whether he was liked in the locker room or not. I mean, you don't conflate locker room like ability with genuine leadership. They're not the same thing.
No.
At all. A lot of times the most likable guys on a football team are not your best leaders as football players. So it makes a lot of sense, and it's hard, I think, for people to understand it if they're outside of Houston, partly because they didn't have to live through a guy who is one of the highest paid offensive linemen in the football but commits false starts at a rate 3 to 4 times more than the genuinely all-pro offensive tackles.
Yeah.
Make no bones about it. There's no excuse for the false starts when you have them to that level, because the only explanation for it is pure selfishness. It's putting your particular rep, you not wanting, you know what happens when you false start? You don't get a check minus for pass protection. There's no play.
About, yeah.
So as long as you're pushing the envelope all the time, it doesn't hurt your grade as a pass protector at all. It gives you a false start. It might hurt your overall grade, but as a pass protector, you still get to have people that you feed information to talk to you about how you're the best pass protector in the league or one of the best pass protectors in the league. It's selfish. It's incredibly selfish when it happens year after year after year. He is perennially one of the worst defenders when it comes to false starts. So I think there are people around the league asking, what are the Texans doing? How could they do this? And in Houston, by and large, at least, 87% of the people that responded to your poll think that this was a smart move and a good move.
Yes.
Yes, great. He was a great pass protector on an offensive line that couldn't pass protect. All right. If you had an average pass protector out there, they wouldn't be that much worse. The pressure came from up the middle.
Yep. To back up Seth's point here, I'll just use one expert as an example of what outside of Houston I was seeing and reading and hearing a lot of yesterday. Here was Dan Orlovsky, who's on the set on ESPN as the trade is getting made. So this is from NFL Live yesterday afternoon, moments after the deal was made.
Fantastic move by Washington. I'm very confused by Houston right now with this.
Weird.
Because the one thing that went poorly for them last year was their offensive line. Mm. They're trading away their best offensive lineman. So you're taking what was your weakness last year and making it weaker. And that's my concern. I love it for Washington. But if you're CJ Stroud and you're going into year three and you got your butt kicked last year by pressure, I'm very confused by this move by Houston.
This is
Dan, what helps as a quarterback? I know you know this. Is it good to continually be in second and 11 and third and 15?
Right.
Is it good for pass protection or the passing game in general when you cannot run the ball at all? I'm not overly emphasizing the run game in the modern NFL, but when you can't run the ball at all, including when you have Joe Mixon playing pretty well, it doesn't help your pass protection out.
Yeah.
And that Laremy Tunsil offered you very, very little in terms of run blocking, not to mention the times he ended up in third and long and second and long because of his false starts.
Yeah, that's very much a box score level opinion, and to me,
yeah,
is just people like best pass blocker on the team, one of the best according to the advanced stats or PFF and whatever in the league. And Texans got rid of him, and they were bad at protecting the quarterback. It surprises me that Dan and others have that opinion, because the Texans did not operate nearly as much off the grid this year as they did in 2023 in CJ's first year, where every game was noon on Sunday. Literally, every game was noon on Sunday until week 18.
Yeah.
And they're one of six games, and you can understand it if the Texans aren't one of those games that Dan Orlovsky doesn't go back and watch from beginning to end, and you just don't get that they're in second and 11 and third and 15 all the time because they're ineffective at running the football, aside from Joe Mixon putting a cape on, half the games throughout the year this year. It really does feel like one of those things like, man, if you're in Houston, you just know. That's why 88% of the people in that poll I put up are happy that they made this trade. And there's nobody, virtually nobody, talking about what they got in the trade. You know, I think if you had asked somebody, say, like a year ago, they're going to trade Laremy Tunsil, and if you told them you weren't going to get a first-round pick for him, people would have been disappointed just because he's got that level of marquee around the league. And you can, I suppose you can take a third and a second and add it together, and it probably has the same point value as a late first-round pick or something like that. But people have not said boo about the fact they haven't gotten a first-round pick. Which is wild. Like, the draft capital they got back is such a subtext to all this. It's so much more, Seth, it is so much more here about what's going out in this trade, not what's coming back in this trade.
Well, and going back to having to look at the complete and total picture. So Laremy Tunsil has never cared much for run blocking, doesn't care about false starts. You know, he cleaned it up in the second half of this season. Kudos to him. But think about how that sells out the younger offensive lineman on your team. When, if you're not all that engaged in wanting to be a good rushing offense, so you end up in second and 10 or third and 10 because you can't run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt Laremy Tunsil that much.
No.
It puts a whole lot of stress on everybody else, though, that can't pass protect the same way Laremy Tunsil does.
Yep.
It's just the selfishness, honestly, that comes with that style of play and wanting to be a pass protection specialist of all things, which seems like just a meager dream to have in life. It doesn't do anything for the offense as a whole. And it was a soft offense last year one of your highest paid guys and one of your best players on the sum total of it all on offense was not a guy that's going to improve that at all. He is a finesse football player. He's very, very good at finesse football, but that's not the type of winning football that D'Amico Ryans wants. He wants to have bullies out there, and there was no part of Laramie's game that was bully ball.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Okay, some names coming off the board this morning now. I'm looking and getting push notifications. You can cross Will Fries off the board for the Houston Texans. And this is pricey stuff, man.
Guard from the Colts.
Yeah, I was going to get that. Guard from the Colts. He's going to the Vikings. 5 years, $88 million Will Fries is getting. He cashes in $19 million, nearly $19 million a year. Or $18 million a year, I should say. 5 years, $88 million, $18 million a year. Top interior lineman off the board. The Vikings now, Seth, have signed Will Fries to 5 years, $88 million. Jonathan Allen, interior defensive lineman, who the Commanders cut last week. He's former Pro Bowler. 3 years, $60 million. I hadn't seen this. I don't know if this happened today or yesterday, but the Vikings also signed Ryan Kelly from the Colts, the center who's been with the Colts for a while now. 2 years, $18 million to Ryan Kelly. So I would imagine there's some Texan fans right now looking at what the Bears are doing on their offensive line, completely reshaping the interior of it, looking at what the Vikings did, signing the best guard on the market, along with a respectable center in Ryan Kelly. Aging, had some injuries, but I think it's a good signing, especially if you're going to have a rookie quarterback back there, having a veteran center like that. Where Texan fans, even the ones who are excited about Laramie Tunsil getting traded, are like, okay, let's go.
yeah.
We need some offensive linemen here, you know?
I think this is the part that's not going to be appetizing, and I get it, and it's hard. It is that I really think that the Texans feel that Bobby Slowick was really the big and fundamental issue. But that there's things that they need to improve on the offensive line in terms of personnel as well, obviously. They got rid of Shaq Mason. They traded away Laramie Tunsil. Mm-hmm. But that a lot of the improvement for the offensive line in their minds has to come through a better offensive coordinator, better coaching in general, and players who might not necessarily be marquee top-tier talent physically, but who play as a unit on the offensive line, that play fundamentally sound football. That's the part of the equation that's going to be tougher to handle and believe in. And you got to sit and wait for 6 months to see if it actually works out.
Yep.
I think that there's a very good chance they draft an offensive lineman in the first round and people get excited about that. But almost by necessity at this point, or by process of elimination, the offensive line free agents that you might sign aren't going to be anything that really get your juices flowing. You hope to get solid guys that are legitimate starters, especially at interior offensive line. There's still guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not going to be they could trade.
They could trade
for somebody. So we'll see.
Yep. The other big signing, just to touch on this real quick, there have been several this morning signings. The other big one, big name, Javon Holland, the safety from the Dolphins, widely viewed as one of the best remaining free agents on the market coming into today. He leaves Miami to go to the Giants. 3 years, $45.3 million. I'd seen some Texan fans out there looking to shop at safety. He's off the board. Justin Reed's still out there, though, best I can tell. So we'll see what happens. But Javon Holland gets $15 million a year to go play for the Giants. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, 713 972-4610. Let's go through that exercise. We'll circle back to the Texans and Tunsil at the top of the hour. But the list of remaining free agents, a few big ones, they're starting to fly off the board. So before more of them fly off the board, who do we want to plant our flag in, at least from the Texans having an interest in these guys from that standpoint? Also, a quick reminder, we're giving away rodeo tickets to see Cody Jenks in the 9 o'clock hour. So stay tuned here all day long. It's a Rodeo Ticket Tuesday on Sports Radio 610.